And let's begin with Eisen. In a minute, I want to hear all about the science behind the Star of Bethlehem, Professor Reynolds. But first, the comet Eisen is already creating a bit of a show in the sky. What is the latest with this path, the path of this streaker, and what's going to be happening in the next few weeks?
Well, Melissa, this is a comet that was discovered about a year ago by two Russian astronomers. And when it was discovered, it was pretty faint. So as the astronomers started running orbits and predictions, it seemed like it would become very, very bright, which could be very exciting. Well, it was slow to brighten, except for the last couple of weeks. It has really gotten much brighter. And once it comes around the sun, November 28th, it could be so bright, we may see it in the daytime.
Wow.
And to get a good view of it, you'll need to go look for a good eastern horizon. So we'll talk more about how to observe it, but it just could be the comet of our lifetime.
Interesting. Tom Weber, they think it's going to barrel really close to the sun on November 28th.
Right. All objects that orbit a star, they're not circles, they're all ellipses, and we call that point perihelion at its closest approach. And the furthest approach, just so for completion, we call that aphelion. So this Thanksgiving, while we're carving the turkey, the comet will be passing its perihelion point around the sun.
Which is about 680,000 miles, by the way, which is really, really toasty and close.
So before we fall into our tryptophan turkey coma, you guys are saying we need to walk outside and look up for the comet. Is that right?
Well, I would think that probably the next day will be better.
The next day?
Yeah, because it's going to be so close to sun about 2 o'clock on that Thursday afternoon while you're digesting or beginning to eat your turkey that it probably would be dangerous to go out and try to look for it. However, the next day, Friday morning, in the morning before the sun rises, you could have this beautiful long comet tail or tails coming up out of the horizon preceding sunrise.
Now, that's if it doesn't get too close to the sun, though, correct?
Well, it's going to get close.
And could it potentially get a little too close?
There is the possibility that it could become an Alka-Seltzer tablet. and we just cannot predict these things. I don't think it takes away this opportunity to be in awe and to be inspired and maybe do some learning about comets. Comets are incredible things to see in the sky from a scientific point of view. They bring information from the solar system to us to study. Sometimes people say, well, we don't want to be disappointed. There have been comet claims in the past that fizzled out. But it's not the comet's fault that it did what it did.
So this may or may not be a historic occasion when it comes to the path of well-known comets. Yeah?
Yes and yes.
Yes and okay.
You know, it's funny because a quote I love that I've used on this show before is, a comet is like a cat, and that they both have tails and they both have minds of their own. And Eisen may well demonstrate that cat-like phenomenon that has a tail, but it's going to do whatever it wants to do.
Meanwhile, speaking of comets, you, Dr. Mike Reynolds, will be giving a talk in about a week or so looking at the Star of Bethlehem. Was it merely folklore, a holiday tradition, or could it have been a supernova, a meteor, or even a comet?
Yes, this is one of these wonderful annual holiday stories what we like to talk about in astronomy. We'll be doing this at Florida State College Kent campus on Friday, December 6th, and that's about 7:30 p.m. And I'm going to talk about what could the star have been scientifically. I'm not going to look as much at the religious or Christian types of background, but mostly what could the Star of Bethlehem have been. And we'll also talk about comet Eisen, and if it's clear, the Northeast Florida Astronomical Society will set up telescopes and will observe afterwards. So
very nice. Mm-hmm. But what do we know historically and scientifically about the Star of Bethlehem? What is known?
Well, we look at things like, and I'm going to let Tom jump in here too, we've both done a lot of research. We've looked at things like what happened astronomically in that particular period of time. Was there a bright supernova? Was there another astronomical event that could have happened? And we come back to what the wise men saw and could have been significant to them, and that's a close grouping of planets. We look at the constellation Leo, the Lion of Judah, so that had really passionate beliefs for the wise men. You look at Jupiter, and you look at Venus getting very close to Regulus, and we know that happened. So could this have been the Star of Bethlehem?
Tom Weber.
Yes. Well, you know, the wise men practiced Zoroastrianism. They were very strong in astrology. And in that time, everything in the sky was thought to just be on the celestial sphere. We didn't know planet from star from comet. And Jupiter, thought to be royalty, Venus, fertility, meeting in Leo, a very interesting conjunction. And for followers of astrology, what a message that could send.
Again, it's the science behind the Star of Bethlehem. It's coming up, Friday, December 6th at the FSCJ Kent campus. And as you said, Dr. Reynolds, this is also an opportunity not to only to hear you speak, but to actually take a look up at the sky. So that'll be an education for people, too, to kind of look through your equipment in a new way and observe what's happening up there.
We're excited about that. And actually, if the weather's good, that may be the best part of the program is getting out and looking up. You know, we just really love giving people the opportunity to look through telescopes. And, you know, it's that kind of festive time of year anyway. So bring clear skies.
Exactly. This is free and open to the public, by the way. It's the FSCJ's Kent campus, Friday, December 6th, the science behind the Star of Bethlehem. And Tom Weber, while you're here with us, what's on the calendar when it comes to what's happening at the Mosh?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a program that we'll start running right after Thanksgiving called Season of Light. It's a wonderful planetarium show. I've always been very impressed with how well-researched and how well-worded the script was. And about two-thirds of it deals with where we get our modern Christmas traditions. Why do we light candles? Why do we hang wreaths? And then we also, at the last third of the program, explore the Star of Bethlehem with the same science that Dr. Reynolds is using. So it's not like we have two conflicting ideas going on here.
Interesting. So that's coming up right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving.
And as you both said, the day after Thanksgiving is probably going to be the best day to walk outside and get a good look at the comet Eisen during the day. Yes, during the day.
During the day. The early morning hours will be best. And what will happen is we move through the end of November into December. Eisen will get a little further and a little further away from the sun, become easier to see. You need a good eastern horizon, and you need little light pollution. So I'm going to be going to the beach and looking out towards the east, watching hopefully this beautiful comet rise and the sun right behind it.
Where are you going to do your comet viewing, Tom?
Well, Mike and I have already talked about some opportunities over the next, into the first few weeks of December. Maybe the roof of the museum, going out to the beaches, other locations. We're going to wait, eat our turkey, see what's going on, and then we're going to roll out with a plan that Friday.
Very nice. So take a break from Black Friday shopping to peek up at the sky and look for that comet, hopefully blazing across the sky. Pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We were joined by astronomer Mike Reynolds of FSCJ. Tom Weber is the planetarium director at Jacksonville's Mosh, the Museum of Science and History. Again, come on out to hear Dr. Reynolds speak Friday, December 6th at the FSCJ Kent campus, The Science Behind the Star of Bethlehem, A Closer Look at Comets. That is free and open to the public.